Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to another broadcast. We thank you once again for tuning in today. And we've got the Edwards family up, and then after the Edwards family gets finished singing, we've got Brother Richard Johnson. He is a missionary to New York, and he, at one point in time, he was actually a student of Tabernacle Baptist Church, and so what a blessing, amen, we thank the Lord for Brother Johnson. I want to remind you once again about our Passion Play coming up on the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. We've got three great nights of singing and the Passion Play. Going to be starting at 6 o'clock on Friday night with the Edwards family. And then on Saturday night, Middle Cross is going to be singing. And then on Sunday night, even the Justice family. And so we look forward to it. Hope it will be a blessing to you. The Edwards family singing now.
It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. Each day that I live, He gives more than I need. I can never describe His goodness to me. You ask how I make it day after day. There's only one thing I can say. Long journey, but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. For all that I need, I find at His feet. When I'm hungry, He feeds me with manna so sweet. When my soul is weary, He gives peace and rest. And all I can say is I'm blessed. Now I've had my share of sunshine and rain. Days filled with laughter and nights filled with pain. But with every mile as I travel this way, the journey gets sweeter each day. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
So much more than I ever deserved.
I'm blessed.
He's been faithful and true to His word.
I'm blessed.
I've been blessed by the hand of the Lord. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
Amen. Thank God we have been blessed. Amen. By the grace of God, what a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Edwards family, for singing that good song for us. Well, I've got a treat for you now. This fella comes all the way from New York. You could say New York City. He is a missionary to the folk there in New York. His church is actually 6th Avenue Baptist Church there in Brooklyn, New York. And I know that he's going to be a blessing to you. This is Brother Richard Johnson. He is one of our missionaries that we support. And once again, he is a missionary to New York City. And so I hope it's a blessing to you. He is doing a great job. Going to run this for the next 2 days. Amen. Brother Johnson's preaching now.
And if you could turn your Bibles to John chapter number 11. And we're going to start there. We're going to jump around just a little bit. And I'm hoping to challenge you for missions. And we'll read two verses. And like I said, we're going to honor the context, but for the sake of time, and appreciate all the singing and the young people. Boy, that's beautiful. And if you could import that to New York, I tell you what, that'd be a blessing. John chapter 11. And we're going to read 25 and 26. It's the heart of the chapter. It's got a missions emphasis. It's why we believe in missions. It's why we send missionaries all around the world. It's why we pass out tracts. It's why we're on the radio. And the context here, limited, is Lazarus. But if you go back to chapter 9, there's an application to the man born blind. We're going to look at that. So from chapter 9 all the way through chapter 12 in the alabaster box, it all comes into play with this thought of missions. Let's read John 11, verse 25 and 26. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what it is to be in a Bible-believing church. We thank you, God, that Hooper's Creek still believes the old-time way. Thank you for all the times they've sent tapes and DVDs and Christmas gifts and trying to encourage us in Yankee land. And I pray now, Lord, that you'd help me to be an encouragement back. Thank you, thank you, thank you for raising up this great church and keeping it pure. I pray that your hand would continue to be upon it for many, many years. Help me now to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, if you talk to almost any mission board, there's a difficulty with missions. And that is, a lot of the older folks like me had a birthday this past week. I turned 63, and you can say, only look 40, and I appreciate that very much. But a lot of the preachers on the field are getting old, and a lot of the young folks, they're not taking that place. And within the text, there's four lies that our current culture is trying to feed our young people. And we're going to look at these lies, and then we're going to see how Jesus can help us all to overcome it. The first thing that's really amazing about this particular passage is that this culture that we have likes to bully. It likes to cut you down. It tries to convince you that you're a failure, that you're a loser. Look, if you would, at verse number 37. In John 11, verse 37, and some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? In other words, the only reason they give Jesus a little bit of credit for the man born blind is so they can find fault with the next time something happens and God doesn't work the way that they wanted him to work. And here's the reality. God is our gatekeeper. One of the things the world will never understand is the idea of a surrendered life. We don't serve the Lord because it's candy canes and rose petals every day. We understand that there's battles. We understand that we need to persevere. We understand that then sometimes it's difficult. But you know, the bad days now are better than the good days used to be. Because now we have Jesus on your side. Peace is not the lack of strife and satanic opposition. Peace is Jesus carrying through that deep water so that you know that if the worst were to happen, it'd be the best that could happen. And if I could challenge any of our young people, man, don't take the compliments of the world. It's a backhanded slap. They're going to try to cut you down. And the only time they'll give you a compliment is when you do what they want. I'm glad for a God that loves me even when I fail. There's a second thing that we need to look at within the text. And that is that right now this culture teaches us that you're only valuable based on what you can produce. The higher the income, the greater the man. The bigger the house, the more success. The more girlfriends and whiskey you can drink, the greater the man. But look, if you would, at verse 45 and 46, and we'll see clearly why we cannot live for temporary success. We cannot be results driven. In verse 45, the Bible says, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done." Now, if you notice the context, back up there in verses 41 and 42 and 43, Lazarus gets up out of the grave. Now, it's going to be pretty tough to come up with a more magnificent miracle than raising the dead. And yet some of them kind of yawned. Some of them weren't impressed. Some of them believed. But the Bible says in verse 46, some of them ran back to the Pharisees and said, "Boy, you're not going to believe the smoke and mirrors that he came up with tonight." And here's my point. No matter how big the house, no matter how great the business, no matter how much money you have in the bank, remember one thing, it's not going to buy you a place in heaven. There is that peace that passes all understanding. And too many times, people are running a race on this earth. Heroes at the job, but they're zeros for eternity. Make sure that that scorecard you keep is bringing honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we think, well, maybe if I'd be a better soul winner. Man, maybe if I could preach harder. Maybe if I work longer. Maybe if I have another surgery. Maybe what I need is another Botox injection. Can I tell you what? Jesus loves you just how you are. He doesn't love our sin, but he died in our place that he might forgive us of every sin, every failure, every mistake. I'm telling you what, you can't do any better than Jesus. He can make the dead come back to life. There's a third thing that I'd like you to see in our text. And in chapter number 12 and verse number 5. And here's an amazing thing that we see in this text. In spite of all the generosity, all the kindness, all the missionaries you supported, the thousands and the thousands of dollars you've given, you know what the world says? It's never good enough. Look at what Judas says in verse number 5. "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" Now, when it comes to missions, there's a humanitarian view, and then there's the Jesus model. The worldly view, like Judas says, we need more education. The Bible says we need more of Jesus. The world says we need to plant more crops with greater technology and agriculture. But the Jesus model says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's all right to feed. It's all right to have medical supplies. It's all right to have education, but it can't stop there. You can't doctor the body and leave the soul. And Judas here, he didn't really care about the poor. He was lining his own pockets. And when you look behind the scenes, there's a lot of people that'll criticize church. They'll cut down the Bible. They'll mock missions. But can I ask you a humble question? What are they doing for God? They're an expert on everything, but I tell you what, I'm just happy to be in love with Jesus.
Well, I hate to interrupt the message, but we're going to have to stop it there, and we'll pick back up tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.